What happened to Tumblr? That's what fans of the once popular blogging site are asking after Tumblr sold last week to the parent company of a former rival, WordPress, for as little as $3 million. For many, Tumblr defined what was great about the internet before the explosion of modern social media. Let's bring in our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large for Recode and a columnist for The New York Times. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
So you wrote about Tumblr's evolution in your column, and for those who have never used it or are not familiar with it, what is Tumblr? Or maybe better yet, what was it when it first arrived in 2007?
Well, it's something so common now, but it was the first microblogging site where people could post it. It was a social network in a lot of ways, but it was allowed people to post web pages of things that interested them. And it varied as much as the human race varies. And so there were things like scanwiches, which are scans of sandwiches. There were it would vary, and it would be a lot of sexual stuff because people were using it as a place, you know, as a safe haven to express their sexuality. Where they ran into trouble was that a lot of people used it for porn, to put up porn sites.
In the early days, though, you and many other people really liked it. You say it was the hippest club in town.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. It was really cool. You know, at the time, you didn't have a lot of choice. You had different companies. I think Digital City was one where you could just put up websites. There wasn't anything like it where it was so creative. And so it seems so common today, but it wasn't then that you were able to put up websites, and it gave you the ability to put up pictures and all kinds of interesting things to use your creativity. So I thought it was one of the more creative spaces.
In 2010, Tumblr surpassed the 1 billionth blog post mark. It was sold to Yahoo in 2013 for more than $1 billion. Last week, it sells for $3 million.
At the least, it could be up to 10.
And you mentioned that it's the pornography on the site was one of the problems. But why such the fall for Tumblr?
Well, it was a lot of things. It wasn't just that. They faced all kinds of product challenges. The behemoth that was Facebook and people moving to it. Other companies like Snapchat suddenly arrived, and so did Instagram and things like that. So they were sort of passed innovation-wise by a lot of people. And at the same time, they had this persistent problem with pornography, and as they had corporate owners, and there was not just Yahoo, it moved to AOL, which became Oath, which was owned by Verizon. It just went on and on. And so at one point, finally, Verizon banned the pornography, and it really, you know, it hadn't been doing enough innovation so that it could have other, you know, other strengths. And so that's what happened to it.
The decline of Tumblr, what does it say about where we are today as an internet culture?
Well, lots of companies come and go on the internet. So, you know, I think the issue was the price, the ridiculous price that it garnered for almost no business plan. It didn't have advertising to speak of. And it was the value destruction by the CEO, Marissa Mayer of Yahoo, for paying that much. And for the venture capitalists sort of pumping it up. Now, that's their job to do that. It was never worth what it was worth. So it is a cautionary tale for some companies today. You know, you can look at a bunch of them, like WeWork's about to go public. You know, it's trading at 46 times earnings and in a real estate era and pretending to be a tech company. You can look at all these companies that were overvalued over time. And I think that's really where the problem lies, is that they were not as big as people valued them at.
That's Kara Swisher, editor at large for Recode and columnist at The New York Times. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.